Chapter 18. Then all the assembly of the Israelites congregated at Shiloh, and they set up the tent of meeting there, as the land was now subdued before them. But there were still 7 tribes left of the Israelites whose inheritance had not been allotted. So Joshua said to the Israelites, "How long will you put off going in to take possession of the land that Jehovah the God of your forefathers has given you? Give me 3 men from each tribe to send out. They should go out and walk throughout the land and map it out according to their inheritance. Then they should return to me. They must apportion it among themselves into 7 shares. Judah will remain in his territory to the south, and the house of Joseph will remain in their territory to the north. As for you, map out the land into 7 shares and bring them here to me, and I will cast lots here for you before Jehovah our God. But the Levites have no share among you, because the priesthood of Jehovah is their inheritance. And Gad, Reuben, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have already taken their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan, which Moses, the servant of Jehovah, gave them." The men prepared to go, and Joshua commanded those who were to map out the land, "Go and walk through the land and map it out and return to me, and I will cast lots for you here before Jehovah in Shiloh." With that, the men went and traveled through the land and mapped it out by cities into 7 shares, recording it in a book. After that, they returned to Joshua at the camp in Shiloh. Joshua then cast lots for them in Shiloh before Jehovah. There Joshua apportioned the land to the Israelites by their shares. The lot came up for the tribe of Benjamin by their families, and the territory of their lot was between the people of Judah and the people of Joseph. On the north side, their boundary started at the Jordan, and the boundary went up to the slope of Jericho on the north and went up on the mountain westward, and it extended to the wilderness of Beth-Aven. And the boundary continued from there to Luz, at the southern slope of Luz, that is, Bethel. The boundary went down to Adaroth-Adar, on the mountain that is south of lower Beth-Horon. And the boundary was marked at the western side and went around toward the south, from the mountain that faces Beth-Horon to the south. It ended at Kiriath-Baal, that is, Kiriath-Jearim, a city of Judah. This is the western side. The south side was from the extremity of Kiriath-Jearim, and the boundary extended westward. It went out to the spring of the waters of Naphtoah. The boundary went down to the extremity of the mountain that faces the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is in the valley of Rephaim to the north. And it went down to the valley of Hinnom, to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, and down to Enrogel. And it was marked northward and extended to Enshemesh, and then out to Geliloth, which is in front of the ascent of Adummim. And it went down to the stone of Bohan the son of Reuben. And it continued to the northern slope in front of the Arabah, and went down to the Arabah. And the boundary continued to the northern slope of Beth-Hogla, and the boundary ended at the northern bay of the Salt Sea, at the southern end of the Jordan. This was the southern boundary. And the Jordan served as its boundary on the eastern side. This was the inheritance of the descendants of Benjamin by their families, according to its boundaries on all sides. And the cities of the tribe of Benjamin by their families were Jericho, Beth-Hogla, Emek-Kizes, Beth-Araba, Zemaraim, Bethel, Avim, Perah, Ophrah, Kephar-Ammoni, Ophni, and Geba, 12 cities and their settlements. Gibeon, Ramah, Beeroth, Mizpah, Kephirah, Moza, Rechem, Irpiel, Tarala, Zila, Ha'ileph, Jebusi, that is, Jerusalem, Gibeah, and Kiriath, 14 cities and their settlements. This was the inheritance of the descendants of Benjamin by their families.